Good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. My name is Kieran Tuttiot. I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you the greatest music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Ace Wilder with Dancer in Neon, which is just an amazing tune. That's Ace Wilder's brand new single, and it's actually the first single from her in Sweden, which is completely in English. She's always sang songs which have been in English, but this is the first time that she is singing in Swedish, at least commercially, and releasing singles. So, and that's a cover of a song that came fifth in Melodifestivalen 1987 from the very famous Lena Philipsson, who did end up representing Sweden, but only in 2004. She had to wait quite a few number of years until she managed to represent Sweden. But there you go. It's such a great little tune. And this week here on the Eurovision Showcase, We are going to play a little bit of homage to Sweden. We've got lots of different songs as well, but there'll be a constant theme of Swedish music this week. So I'm sure a lot of you Swedish Schlager fans will enjoy that. So as you can tell, ladies and gents, I'm terribly sorry. I do have a cold and a pretty heavy one too. I lost my voice earlier this week. So I hope you don't mind this slight change of tone to my voice. But yes, I am Kieran Tutiet, your host, and a very good afternoon to you. If you want to get in contact with the show, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can tweet us at ESC Showcase, and also you can like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. All right, it'll be lovely to hear from you. Get your requests and dedications in. Now, the next song we're going to play is a live version of a song. So we're going to have two live and kicking sort of segments this week. We'll have a proper one later on in the show, like we always do, at around about 20 to quarter to the hour. But first off, we're going to play a song which is also another cover of a Swedish Eurovision entry, though. This is Anina. Now, Anina was in Melody Festival in the Swedish national final this year with Jan-Henrik Fahlgren. And Anina covered a song from Carola, and Carola's song from the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest, Invincible. But the Swedish version, rather, shall I say, is called Evighet, Eternity. And Anina performed this on the show Lotta på Liseberg, which is a very, well, pretty well-known outdoor show, performed on, well, it's on TV4, Channel 4, basically, in Sweden. And it's hosted in, well, basically it takes place in a fairground just outside of Gothenburg. Sounds amazing. I really want to go to one of these one day. It sounds right up my street, and they've got all the big Swedish singers there. So let's listen to Anina singing Evighet, the Swedish version of Carola's fifth place song at the 2006 Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
Maria Ólafsdóttir with Lýðiskref, which is in Icelandic, and it means small step in English. And that was the Icelandic Eurovision entry for 2015, sadly not qualifying. In the English version was called Unbroken, in fact. They had to do a little bit translation, because even sometimes direct translation doesn't sound great. So the lyrics sometimes have to be changed. But poor Maria, she was a little bit, I think, slightly starstruck and had a bit of stage fright. She didn't sing particularly the greatest on the night, but I tell you what, that evening, Maria Ólafsdóttir went to the Eurocafe in Vienna, in Austria, where the Eurovision was taking place back in 2015. Was there live, and she sang live for us there too, and she sang a new single and a remix version of Unbroken, the English version, and it was just absolutely stunning. I was in absolute awe, because Hera Bjork was there too, and Hera Bjork was one of her backing singers too, so that was pretty amazing. Amazing stuff. Okay, well, it's time for us to head over to the beautiful little country of Cyprus. I'm going to play two songs from Cyprus actually for you now. And currently, this is the joint most successful Cypriot entry ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. Joint fifth, also with their entry in 1997, Mana Mu. And this song also came fifth at the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest. It's called Stronger Every Minute, and it was sung by a young lady from Gillingham and Kent with Cypriot background. This is Lisa Andreas, Cyprus 2004.
No matter where I am, I'm always thinking of you. It may be hard, but I need you to understand that I don't often say what I feel. But now this is straight from my heart.
Pretend
What an amazing, powerful voice that is. That's Annette Artini with Why Do the Angels Cry, Cyprus 2006. Absolutely adore that song. I don't think that yellow dress really suited her personally, but I thought that song and the performance really was stunning. She reminded me of a Cypriot Whitney Houston. She did. So, yeah, but I thought that was an amazing song. I really do. Right, we've got some really big Eurovision news coming up. Also, we've got Live and Kicking as well as songs from, oh my goodness me, who else have we got songs for today? We've got Zelephine Zubidi, yes, Shirley Clamp, yes, and Le Cline, and Sabalta. Stick around here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tashiet. But first, Rob's Random Request. Yes, well, if you haven't heard the Eurovision Showcase before, we usually do a segment here at around about 20 past the hour, where we have a hat full of years and a hat full of countries. We glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And, well, we were in the presence of one of Rob's friends, Hessen, this week, which was wonderful. And she stuck her hand in both hats and found a song for us to play this week. Well, initially she picked out the United Kingdom 1981. And I said to Hessen, we played that last week, dear, we can't do that again. Because it's a bit of overkill, Bucks Fizz, making your mind up. Well, not really. But I love that song. But, you know, we have variety here on the Eurovision Showcase, and I pride myself on that. So, lo and behold, Hessen picked the country of Ireland. And we had Ireland not long ago either, did we? So we've got Ireland, and we've got the year 1996. Yes, Hessen picked a Eurovision winner. It's Ireland's entry from 1996. This was Emma Quinn with The Voice. And what a good song we know that it is too. So lovely Hessen picked Emma Quinn with The Voice at Ireland's 1996. Well, it won its national selection contest and it was held on the 3rd of May of 1996 in the Point Theatre, Dublin as well. Hosted by Pat Kenny, the contest featured 8 songs, with the winning song being selected by 10 regional juries. So Emma Quinn won with 105 points. In second place, the song was from Dave McMahon with Missing You, got 84 points. Now, as part of the EBU scheme to limit the growing number of countries wishing to participate, audio recordings of the entries were sent to juries in each participating country some weeks before the contest. The juries listened to the songs and awarded points for their 10 favourites. Of the 29 countries wishing to participate, host Norway was exempt from the process. Only the 22 highest scorers were allowed to perform in the contest. In this pre-qualifying round, The Voice came in second place with 187 points, performed and confirmed Ireland's presence in Oslo that year. Now, Emma Quinn performed in 17th on the running order of the night of the contest. The Voice went on to win with 162 points, giving Ireland its 7th overall victory and its 4th in 5 years. So we have a number of countries giving Ireland 12 points in the 96 contest, coming from Bosnia-Herzegovina, Estonia, Netherlands, Poland, Slovenia, Switzerland and Turkey. Well, interestingly enough, the United Kingdom did not give any points to the Irish entry in 1996. Ooh, ouch. And Ireland only gave 3 points to the United Kingdom's entry that year, which was Gina G. Ooh, ah, just a little bit. So that I thought that was very interesting, actually. The UK didn't give any 12 points to Ireland. They probably thought, well, you've had enough. So here we go. Let's hear Emma Quinn, The Voice, Ireland's Eurovision winner from 1996. Time for your Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 2nd of July, 2017. Eurovision Song Contest bosses are fining Ukraine over its organisation of this year's competition in Kiev. The European Broadcasting Union said Ukraine state broadcaster UAPCB BBC, excuse me, should pay a substantial fine because of its severe delays, which it created unnecessary difficulties. The EBU added that the country's decision to ban Russia's entrance also endangered the show's reputation. The Ukrainian broadcaster will appeal against its €200,000, that's £176,000 fine, Reuters has said. In the run-up to this May's contest, last May's contest, shall I say, the show was hit by multiple problems. Oh dear. Also, Russia's broadcaster Channel 1 will be reprimanded after its conduct for Eurovision 2017, not showing up to meetings and not broadcasting the contest. If you'd like to find out more about this, you can find it out on the bbc.co.uk website. Eurovision 2017 winner Salvador Sobral and his sister Luisa Sobral have been played at a concert in efforts to raise money for the victims of the terrible fires that have been happening in Portugal in recent weeks. This concert took place at the Mayo Arena in Lisbon, which is heavily rumoured to host Eurovision next year. And finally, Nathan Trent, who represented Austria at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, has released a Spanish version of his song called Running On Air, and it's called Are. And it sounds really good, I must admit, but all of his songs, well, versions of Running On Air, all sound really good, to be fair. And I think he deserved a much better placing than 16th, and not getting any televotes was just a sure shock. I thought it'd do better with the televotes than what it would do with the juries, but it was the other way around. Bizarre. Anyways, well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tussius, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy.
On chante dans un pays.
Hello, this is Dean,
Anna, Galal,
and we're coming from Bosnia and Herzegovina.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM,
and this is our song, Ljubavje.
Enjoy.
Yes, enjoy.
Svako dođe na svoj red, svako plati svoj dug, ljubav je.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Norma John from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song, Blackbird.
Enjoy!
Blackbird, blackbird, don't sing to me. Don't sing below my window. Fly somewhere else, don't bother me. Don't sing below my window. Blackbird, don't sing. just go make your home. Don't nestle here, go find lovers of your own. I am now alone.
Criminally underrated. Norma John with Blackbird, Finland's Eurovision entry to the 2017 Eurovision Song Contest, just missing out on qualification. Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. One of those sad moments of the Eurovision Song Contest this year, where Finland didn't manage to get out, which is a real shame. Okay, well, hopefully they'll come back better next year in Portugal. Not as good as the UK, of course. Right, now we're going to head back to Melody Festival in 2003 for Eurovision's, basically the Swedish election show for Eurovision. And one of the songs that never got out of the semi-finals, I Adore. And for some weird reason, this song almost brings me to tears. I think it might be because of nostalgia, I guess. But I'm quite an emotional type of guy, as most of you can tell. And but might be able to tell with my voice. Again, if you missed it at the start of the show, I do have a terrible cold and I've only just got my voice back, guys and gals. So there could have not been a show, there would have been a show, but no talking, just music, I'm afraid. But so you've been saved, I'm afraid. So I'm a bit of my bear, Barry White this week, I'm afraid. So, now let's go to Melody Festival in 2003, as I mentioned. This is Dame Shirley Clamp, and this is Mr. Memory. Enjoy.
Did you think it stopped my heart the day you said goodbye? Did you think I'd crumble inside? I hate to tell you, but I'm doing just fine. I love you hard, I love you long, but now my love is moving on. Touch me now, sing with me that nevermore refrain. Somehow time has come to give my very last goodbye. I'm
Hello, this is Alex Lark from Electro Velvet. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I wanna walk on my own sun and feel secure without limit. Recall the things I've said and done with no regrets and guilty feelings. No, no, no. Think of you, it's never right to let somebody waste your time. Always do, never try. It's time for you to wake up. May know I'm break down myself. Shattered glass on the floor. No matter how long I've gone, I'm stronger. All your dearest must please your heart inside your child and let it scream with no restrictions. No, no, no. Think of you, it's never right to let somebody waste your time.
That's Le Cline with Ouch. Yes, that was in the Spanish national final this year in 2017. What a good song it is too. It came third and it was so difficult, the Spanish national final. Oh, Morella. I'm so still heartbroken. I know, I think I always will. Actually, I think Morella with Contigo is probably the most upsetting song that never got to Eurovision for me in the whole of Eurovision. I think in all the national finals, it is number one, and I don't think it'll ever change. Oh dear, still hurt about that. Right, it's now time for this. When you hear that retro theme song, it's time for Live and Kicking. You know it is, yes. And it's time for where we play a live song from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And this week, we're heading to Tallinn, Estonia, to the 2002 Eurovision Song Contest. And one of my personal faves, a real big disco tune this is. This is from Finland. And it's Laura, Addicted to You, Finland 2002. Amazing. Get along to dance along and sing along to this.
Don't know how I was then. Broken up, my pride was stolen. I lived to lead a lie. I wouldn't show the hurting inside. I was leaving. a constant heartache. Pulls those sparkles back in my eyes. I wish I could stay just like this. Don't want you to go. When you're far away, fantasize that you're in my arms. And I jump when I hear the ball.
Finnland mit Addicted to You.
Janko Cito il cuore, pezzo dopo pezzo, ora sembra battere ancora al ritmo di notizie assordante. E pulsa, pulsa, si dimena e va in mille pezzi e cerca ancora. Son tante domande, son solo domande, finché non racconti quest'umanità. Son solo domande, son tante domande, raccontami il mondo, meritiamo di più. In cuore a metà.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
Mi han lasciato da solo, abbandonato in superficie, rigido ed egoista. E allora urlamela in faccia questa verità. Sopravvive ad ogni costo, si illude, cambia idea e cerca ancora. Son tante domande marchiate in racconti dai volti dell'ansia e dell'umanità. Io vorrei capire, cercare di unire i cocci di un cuore spezzato a metà. E noi che sarà? Ma noi conosciamo le risposte. Le abbiamo soffocate ed è avvilente il male che fa, che male che fa. Tu soffiaci sopra, raccontaci il mondo e forse un cuore si risveglierà. Un cuore a metà di noi che sarà.
Oh, That's Sepolta there with Un Core e Mitra. That is Sepolta's brand new single. It sounds great, doesn't it? Well, one of his brand new singles. We played Weeping Willow a couple of weeks ago, and Sepolta represented Switzerland in 2014 Eurovision Song Contest. An amazing performance too. And right, well, the next song we're going to play is from a gentleman, a blind singer in Spain called Zelfin Subiri. He represented Spain at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest and also at the 2000 Eurovision Song Contest. Randomly, both of those times were in Sweden. I don't know what that's all about. But Zelfin Subiri has covered a song from Richard Marx, Right Here Waiting. The Spanish version is called Te Separé, which in English is translated as I Will Wait For You. Oh, lovely. So here's Zelfin Subiri's version of Right Here Waiting from Richard Marx here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Look at my face, you know we can eat up in the
Well, it's time for us to go. That is Jump with Don't Hang Up on Love. That came second in the UK national final in 1986. It could have been them. But Ryder went to Bergen instead. Well, that's your Eurovision showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. Hopefully I've got a slightly better voice and I've recovered from this cold. But you can find out more details about the show by following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase. So take care, arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.